Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the governor has released his budget plan for the coming year, and I understand that the House is going to start to take a very serious look at it in the near future. What's going on?
Members of the House Appropriations Committee will begin their detailed look into the governor's $33 billion budget proposal as hearings begin on Tuesday, February 20th. The opening day of hearings will include testimony from the Independent Fiscal Office and the Department of Revenue, while Wednesday will focus on the themes of job creation and ensuring stability of the Pennsylvania state system of higher education. The remainder of the week will include looks into the proposed budgets of the Departments of Transportation and Conservation and Natural Resources, and also more information about the governor's budget proposal and a full schedule of House Appropriations Committee hearings is available on the web at www.pahousegop.com. Again, www.pahousegop.com.
Also, there's some legislation that's on its way to the governor that will hopefully help to protect Pennsylvanians from dangerous sex offenders. What's going on here?
That's correct. Legislation is on its way to the governor that would strengthen existing laws to protect Pennsylvanians from dangerous sex offenders, particularly those who are released back into the community without supervision. House Bill 631 would require the court to impose a mandatory 3-year probation period consecutive to any term of total confinement for a person convicted of a Tier 3 sex offense under Pennsylvania's Adam Walsh Act, commonly known as Megan's Law. Under existing law, the court has the flexibility to order supervision by the Pennsylvania Board of Probation and Parole or County Probation. If a person is paroled and adequately adjusts to freedom under parole supervision, current law permits the court to modify or even terminate probation supervision. Additionally, this bill would ensure sexual offenders remain registered under Megan's Law. Its language addresses a Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision that Megan's Law provisions could not be applied to defendants who committed their crimes before 2012. Without the enactment of this legislation, up to 17,000 convicted sexual offenders could actively be removed from the state sexual offender registry. Again, this legislation is thankfully on its way to the governor's for his signature.
And there's a program that allows Pennsylvania veterans to get a designation put on their official state ID. And this has been a very successful program. What are some of the details?
Well, our state is home to the fourth largest veterans population in the country, and more than 500,000 Pennsylvania veterans have opted to have a veterans designation added to their driver's license or photo ID card. Use of this veterans designation symbol, an American flag with the word veteran beneath it, began in 2014. Qualified applicants for a veterans designation must have served in the United States Armed Forces or Reserves and have been discharged or released from service under conditions other than dishonorable. There is no fee for the veterans designation. However, regular license renewal or duplicate fees still apply. Forms for driver's license or ID renewals and duplicates now have a box for applicants to certify that they are a veteran and to have the designation added. Once the veteran's designation has been added to a driver's license or identification card, it will automatically appear each time it is renewed. For more information, you can visit the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs website at www.dmv.pa.gov. Again, www.dmv.pa.gov, and click on the American flag or the veterans designation icon.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.